Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shom and Le'ab Basi Yitzchok. We're holding a new Daf from Tes. The Gemara Nadav towards the middle of the page brings that Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayu B'Mikdash Rishon. There were two Kohanim Gedolim left over from Beis HaMikdash, and they argued when they did the Hazois on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, did they do it beregel? Did they walk around the Mizbeach? Or they stood in one place and did the four corners? And the Gemara says that each one brings a raya and explains himself. Now, what we're going to focus on today is what the Torah Yishonim points out. The Gemara in Argusa says that the Shnei Kohanim Gedolim were left over from Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, meaning that after Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, there were two Kohanim Gedolim left, and they argued what exactly was the process of doing the Hazor. As the Torah Yishonim, the Gemara in Temura says that from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Ba'isheni, there was no machloikis b'Yisrael. We know the Gemara in Chagiga that tells us that the first machloikis in Am Yisrael was if to do smicha, not to do smicha, and that is in the middle of Ba'isheni. So what does it mean over here that you have a machloikis in Beis HaMikdash HaRishon? Now the Tzitzis Yishonim himself answers, and this answer is explained more in length in the Maariz Chayis. He puts it out here in the end of the Gemara, sending to his sefer called Mishpat Ha'iro. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Peches, when it speaks about the Zokin Mamre, the Girsa that we have in the Gemara is Omar B'Yosef Mitchilo Loi Hoyu Marbi Machlekes B'Yisrael. They didn't do a lot of Machlekes in Am Yisrael. The Machlekes wasn't Merube. The Rambam's Loshen in Perek Haf Milchus Mamim, Kesha Beis Din Agodol Kayom Loi Hoyu So Machlekes B'Yisrael. There was no Machlekes at all. Says the Maariz Chayis, it really depends if it's a Girsa of the Girsa of our Gemara or the Girsa of Tosefta. The Rambam is quoting the Tosefta, says there was no Machlekes at all. But our Gemara, our Girsa and our Gemara says there was a Machlekes. And what does it mean, Lo Marbim Machlekes B'Yisrael? It means that they right away came to a conclusion. There was a Machlekes, the argument. They went to Beis Din, and Beis Din was Miyashavit, as the Gemara says clearly there in Sanhedrin. They went to the Beis Din in that city. Then the Beis went to the higher Beis Din, the hierarchy, until they came to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin paskened, and if they didn't know the answer, there was an argument, and they came to a conclusion by counting the majority. So meaning, there was a Machlekes in Beis Rishon, but there was no, the Machlekes wasn't persistent. The Machlekes did not remain with us for a long time. And this is what the Shem says over here as well, that the Omdu L'Minyan, there was Machlekes in the Omdu L'Minyan, while there's two Kohanim, the left over in Beis Rishon, and they had this argument after Beis Rishon, there was exclusion to the rule. The Yavetz has another question on Beis Rishon. The Yavetz, the end of Masechta, brings that if you look at the Psukim, the end of Sefer Melachah, Sefer Yirmiyah, you see that there was only two Kohanim Gedolim that were left. There was a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Mishdal, and the king killed them. So there was no, what do you mean, the Nishtayu Shnei Kohanim Gedolim in Beis Rishon? There was two that were left. There was nothing that was left. And really, the Sheyari Korban, which was written by the Korban Eido, on the Yerushalmi, he brings the same question. He asks that we see that nobody's left. And therefore, there is a Girsa that says, and you see the Vilna Gaon over here says by us as well, that doesn't go is Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It says it's Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And Echidami, the two Kohanim that were left, were not from Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It was an argument after Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So what is the reason of our Girsa that says Beis HaMikdash HaRishon? So seemingly, this is what the Shiurei Korban is addressing over there in the Yerushalmi. And he explains as follows. If you look at the Yerushalmi in our Perek, the Yerushalmi says, Shnei Kohanim Borchu Be'Pulmosus. They ran away in the Pulmos, the Pulmos, the big Shas, Xera that they had. And they had an argument, you do Chitu by walk or not. And the Gemara Yerushalmi concludes, Oma Avyudon Hadam, well, from here you learn, Ma'da'ovin hochi lo'i chashash, or Ma'da'ovin hochi lo'i chashash, meaning you could do either way you want. You see, there's two opinions how to do it, and this in itself shows that you could do either way you want. How does Yerushalmi know that, says the Shiurei Korban? Maybe it's a machlekes like any other machlekes that you have to pick and choose which side you're going with. How do you know you could do either or? Says the Shiurei Korban, that's the raya we talk about Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. The fact that Yerushalmi learned from here that both opinions are valid is all based on the fact that Beis HaMikdash HaRishon there's no machlekes. And if I have two Kohanim that do this thing, that means this is called Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. And regarding the question that the king of Babel killed the Kohen Gadol, So the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi point to the Tosfos by us and Yuma that says that when they used to count the Kohanim of Bais Rishon, included also the replacement Kohen. And it's possible that one of the Kohanim that's quoted over here regarding Bais Rishon was the main Kohen Gadol, but was the replacement Kohen Gadol. But the reason why we're focusing on Bais Rishon, the fact that both opinions are valid, that shows we're talking about a time there's no machlekes Bais Rishon, which Beis Hashem one day will be Ma'arich, why there's no machlekes in Beis Amin HaShavishim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.